From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, this is Mahika, with some of my original poems and some commentary about them. I've been writing poetry since I was 6 years old, and it has always been a device which I use to express my emotions and connect with others. I've written poems about all sorts of topics, ranging from my favorite foods to my biggest fears, and throughout all of them, I still find the same relief in putting my words down on the page and letting them speak for me. For the past few years, I've struggled with my mental health in different ways, and while it has definitely been a scary and isolating experience, writing poetry about my struggles has brought me immeasurable comfort. I've also been sharing my poetry in literary magazines, poetry contests, and open mics since I was in sixth grade, and being able to find people who connect to my experiences has helped me grasp how much support I truly have. These poems in particular are some of my favorites I've ever written, and I hope anyone who reads them feels the emotional impact I aim to convey while writing them. I am so grateful to have this outlet to express myself, and I'm equally grateful to be able to share that outlet with others. From Youth Express, this is Mahika. I'm 15 and a sophomore at Shadyside Academy. Thank you for listening. A semicolon indicates a break. Stronger than a comma, but weaker than a period, a semicolon can create a pause for emphasis and is incorrectly used in lists and can appear on my wrists or on my hips, but never on my lips. A semicolon is where I could have ended the sentence, but I chose not to. Because a sentence is meant to stop at the last heavy breath when I can't feel my chest and the words seem to flow until there is nothing left. A sentence is meant to stop at the final cry after saying goodbye and one more glance at the pretty blue sky. A sentence is meant to stop at the perfect place surrounded by a familiar face, and I am finally in no haste. A semicolon is not an ending. It is the breath between what hurts and between what comes next. Getting a head start on deathbed regrets. Have I lived enough? Have I loved enough? I appear happy, but I'm waiting for someone to call my bluff. Have I played enough? Have I been brave enough? Life may be rough, and I'm pretty tough, and a bunch of other wise stuff, but have I been kind enough? Have I been blind enough? Have I been, and have I said, and have I read, and have I grown? And I have eyes that could go on for a mile, or at least for a little while. Have I used my time well? Have I used my mind well? And I know it's bad to dwell, but I'm feeling pretty swell, sitting in my pit of what if and where's the nearest cliff and will I ever feel just bliss? I'm still waiting for a conclusion, but until then I'll keep living in my illusion of things I never said, of people I never met. Oh, how I hate the feeling of regret. Have I lived enough? Have I loved enough? The Last Flight. Hell is a teenage girl, they say. She'll wait for darkness to come out and play. Her wings are heavy, her voice full of pain. She can't stand the sunshine, always preferred the rain. She dances alone on the edge of despair. Nobody waltzes with her, maybe life isn't fair. She whispers secrets into the abyss between hell's tight hold and heaven's soft kiss. Her laughter echoes into screams as she tries to gather her burning dreams. Her halo is tarnished, no longer gold. The dancing and dreaming, it's all getting old. Hell's a teenage girl, they say. But this angel's done waiting, she's flying away. A bouquet of silence. I wish you roses, but you return a single thorn. Its petals crushed and solemn, leaves wilted with scorn. I wish you daisies, but all you leave me is the vase. Shattered and spiteful, a beautiful reflection of your face. I wish you lilies, but you still don't seem to care. You've plucked off each bud and left them lying there. I wish you tulips. I even tied them in a pretty bow. But you tore the ribbon apart, and you didn't let the flowers grow. I wish you a whole bouquet, hundreds of colors and flowers galore. I picked out your favorites and left them at your front door. I got nothing back today, no thorns or glass in sight, no petals or ribbon either, I waited from morning till night. I wish you flowers, but all I get is silence and return. Maybe it's time to stop trying and forget these habits I've learned. The next day I receive a rose, a single bud left on my gate. You wish me a rose, but it's far too little, far too late. When paper wasn't enough. I always knew you loved to draw. Paper, a pencil, and a silent room. You would sit for hours with focus, till the sun set and welcomed the moon. I always knew you loved to draw, tiny flowers and big dreams on a page. Your art never ceased to amaze me, you were so mature for your age. I always knew you loved to draw, your paintbrush was your weapon. You'd take it out when things got tough and when darkness would step in. I always knew you loved to draw, but you started trying something new. You traded paper for your skin and started using red instead of blue. I always knew you loved to draw. I'm begging you to put the pen away. You tore up the sketchbook I got you, and it's getting hard for me to stay. I always knew you loved to draw, at least the person you were before. But my grip on you is slipping slowly, and my arms are getting sore. I always knew you loved to draw. I wish you gave things another try. But the pen is out of red ink, so I guess this is goodbye.